B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Hundreds of prisoners broke out of four Brazilian jails on Monday, the day before their day release privileges were due to be suspended over the coronavirus outbreak, according to Sao Paulo State Prison authorities. The Sao Paulo State Prison Authority said that it could not say how many inmates had escaped, and it was still tallying the exact number of fugitives. Local media reported as many as 1,000 had fled from four jails ahead of the lockdown.
Oh, that's just awesome.
A video on social media showed a long stream of prisoners purportedly fleeing the prison. Reuters was unable to verify the veracity or location of the video, but the Sao Paulo State Prison Authority said acts of insubordination had taken place at the jails ahead of the suspension of the day release program. It was necessary, it added, because 34,000 convicts would be returning to jail and would have a high potential to install and propagate the coronavirus in a vulnerable population, generating health risks for servers and custodians.
On the positive side, though, they immediately went into neighborhoods right around the prison and started bringing food to senior citizens.
That's nice of them. All right, a Florida man was caught using the stolen credit card of a dead man and then was seen trying to eat the card to destroy evidence before he was questioned by deputies.
It'd be hard to eat a credit card.
It would be a little bit difficult.
It's easier to eat cash.
To chew it up and to get it down. Deputies said that they were called to Disney Springs Monday for the report of a man trying to purchase jewelry and gift cards with a fraudulent debit card. When they arrived, deputies said they saw Jose Herrera detained by Disney security, making strange movements with his hand inside his pocket. Upon investigation, deputies said they found a baggie of white powdery substance in Herrera's pocket. When questioned about the contents of the baggie, Herrera was upfront with the deputies. He said, "I'm not going to lie, it's cocaine."
Well, thank you, sir.
Other law enforcement who witnessed the incident told deputies they saw Herrera try to eat the fraudulent card in an attempt to destroy the evidence before he could be questioned. He was able to purchase a soft drink, $400 worth. That was to help
to
swallow
the credit card.
$400 worth of Disney gift cards and attempted to buy $360 worth of jewelry on the stolen debit card.
So that was obviously stocking up on Corona jewelry.
Yes, he was found to be in possession of 13 other fraudulent credit and debit cards, but investigators say the card in question was stolen from a deceased Ohio man. He is charged with the fraud of a person who is deceased, possession of cocaine, possession of a stolen credit card, and making false statements to law enforcement while under oath. He's in trouble. Another Florida story, a Florida middle school student mistakenly released pepper spray after grabbing what he thought was a can of body spray from another student.
You know, there's really not much of a difference in the smell between, like, Axe body spray and pepper spray.
That's a good point. The seventh grade student has been issued a civil citation for the incident at Highlands Middle School that sent 41 students to hospitals for treatment of minor injuries. The student who brought the pepper spray to school will face appropriate disciplinary consequences for bringing a prohibited substance onto the campus, the school district said. And then one more story. A fast food worker in Georgia was arrested after he allegedly pulled a gun and shot at a customer, injuring two of them. Normally, it's the customer that shoots the person working.
Usually. But some people are proactive.
But this time, the guy working the counter pulled it out. Jante Robinson is charged with aggravated assault following the shooting at a Checkers hamburger location.
There is a line of thinking that if you shoot every 10th customer, eventually you'll get someone who is going to rob you.
According to the mother of one of the victims, her son told her there was a mix-up between his order that and that of another customer. There was an argument, and Robinson allegedly pulled a gun on the customer. Robinson then reportedly fired a bullet from inside the restaurant, grazing the woman's son and striking the other customer in the neck.
Wow.
Officers at the scene confirmed one person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
This is a burger place, right?
Yeah. A Checkers spokesperson says the franchisee is fully cooperating with the police. The restaurant is currently closed.
It's not a jewelry store.
No.
Not a bank.
It's a burger
place
joint.
That sells hamburgers. Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
How about this?
You do you.
What was intended to be a lesson in Revolutionary War history turned out to be a tutorial in why not to drive drunk for a presenter who police say showed up inebriated at Spofford Pond School in England. The judge ordered Dennis Cormier to submit a daily alcohol screening after he arrived at an elementary school wearing full regalia and registered a blood alcohol level of 0.2%. Yeah, that's pretty lit. Yeah, the 60-year-old was 30 minutes late to set up for his presentation to the sixth graders. He was unloading boxes from his car when he was asked to leave. The police chief said...
I got to teach the good kids today.
Said Brian Neely responded to the school at the request of the principal. When Neely asked Cormier if he had anything to drink, Cormier told him he only had coffee. Neely then observed Cormier put his hand into the right pocket of his vest. When the officer asked him to remove his hand, Neely reached into the pocket and retrieved an empty bottle of sea ice vodka. The breathalyzer test, he blew a 0.205%. Police said his eyes were glassy and bloodshot. And because Cormier told school faculty members he was stuck in traffic and that others saw him driving, they had probable cause to make an arrest and charge him with operating under the influence of alcohol.
What was the presentation on again? He was...
The Revolutionary War. Yeah. A fifth of liquor and a tall Budweiser can were in plain view in his car as well. Whoops. One woman in southeast Portland, Oregon, did not leave her local Chuck E. Cheese happy, and she's suing for damages. Asherina Scott was feeding tickets into a machine in exchange for prizes. You know, the ticket muncher.
That's how you redeem them.
All right. At one of the chain's Oregon locations, and her hair got caught in the equipment.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Wow.
And she was left without any assistance for 20 minutes. Her hair was caught in that thing. As a result, she's suing CEC Entertainment for $1,000, citing negligence and insufficient warning signs.
She got a poster of Eric Estrada, though.
The complaint asks for $1,000 as well as a jury trial and the installation of more adequate signage in front of the machines.
Warning, might rip your hair off.
Her hair was stuck until defendant's employee was finally able to get it out, causing the plaintiff injuries, including pain, discomfort, distress, and headaches. So, got to be careful. Within hours of her release Monday from the county jail, authorities caught a Wichita woman inside the downtown historic county courthouse eating stolen Girl Scout cookies and blaring Cardi B. Authorities discovered Laura Christine Folo's nighttime caper when she pulled a fire alarm at 3 a.m. and drew the attention of courthouse security staff. Officers rushed to the building after the alarm sounded and found the 47-year-old inside rummaging through offices on the second and third floors. She was also scarfing down the cookies and playing music by the popular female rapper on a courthouse computer.
What's her sound?
Law enforcement promptly hauled her back to jail. She had been freed from the Sedgwick County Jail at about 10 p.m. Monday when she crossed Main Street and then broke into the historic courthouse through a window. So she was leaving jail, mm-hmm. went straight across to the courthouse and broke in and started eating the cookies and listening to Cardi B.
Now that's a plan.
Wichita police arrested and jailed her on Monday for shoplifting cell phones, screen protectors, and headphones from the Verizon store. So that's
I don't think she's getting it, right?
No, I don't think she quite understands it. And then we'll do one more story. The toilet paper drought is leading to costly drain blockages in Victorian sewers. Water and waste service provider Colliban Water said on Tuesday, the flushing of toilet paper alternatives is creating wastewater spills of up to 20,000 liters. Supermarkets across Australia have sold out of toilet paper as people panic buy. When people turn to tissues, wet wipes, and even paper towels when they visit the loo, an extensive and expensive cleanup will follow, and they're having issues with this in Australia. Most of these products are designed to absorb water, not break down.
Yeah.
And they block the system and cost customers money.
So, like, drapes and things, as we said before.
Don't flush them.
Yeah, shoes.
The company reminds... Yeah, flip-flops. Remember
yeah, flip-flops.
The company reminds customers only the three P's can be flushed. Pee, poop, and toilet paper. The company estimated the consequence of sewer spills to cost around $1.4 million of customer money each year. So they're reminding people only flush toilet.
The three P's, right?
Three P's. Kinda.
Yeah, sort of.
TP.
And a T.
Yeah. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre
Love
File
it.
This morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.